Toby and Josh's Daily Podcast.
K-Rock 955.
I know it's a Monday and that's hard enough for a lot of people, but I don't really want to alarm anyone too much, but a time traveler has given a big prediction.
Oh.
Not a good one either.
No.
Doesn't sound like.
Jeez, these people, they know some stuff that we don't know.
So hold on to your hats because this is about to get insane.
Brace position.
So a time traveler who's gone viral for whatever reason, because I guess he predicted one thing before.
Yep.
Which is a very broad thing, might I add. But he has said there's going to be an event on the 25th or the 12th, 21, which is Christmas Day. Yep,
that's the event.
That is going to change the world forever. In fact, we're going to be talking about it for centuries because he comes from the year 2485.
Oh.
So a while into the future.
Yeah. So something big is going to happen on Christmas Day that's going to change the world.
It's going to be incredible. It's just changing human life forever. Not that haven't had anything like that recently.
It's a big, big call because how could something outbeat COVID?
That's what I don't know. It must be pretty big. But here's the kicker. 5 days before on the 20th.
On the 20th, okay.
8 people on Earth.
Yeah.
Because of a solar flare on the sun, or whatever it might be, are going to get superpowers from the energy waves of it.
Wait, so this guy's predicting big thing on Christmas?
Big thing Christmas Day, and then a couple of days before on December 20, so 8 humans across the Earth are going to get superpowers.
Isn't from there the a energy TV waves show on something like that, and the kid's got superpowers? 8 people. How does he know that there's just 8?
Well, because he's from the future. Yeah, that's what I just told you.
But if it's all around the world, even in the future, how do you know that there's one in Australia and there's one over in America? Like, did they all meet up at one stage and then they come out and say, oh, we've all got powers?
Well, and you'd hope that in 485 years they'd be able to work it out.
It's true.
You know, they've had a bit of time to work out the mystery.
I wonder if they're all getting the same powers.
Well, that's what I mean. What would you want? What power would you like?
It would be nice to have a power.
Yeah.
Flying, I've always thought about could be fun, but I don't think I want that.
But you want someone else to fly with. Because, like, in my scenario, true. Like, if I want to go traveling, well, I'm going to wait for Kat to catch a commercial flight. You know?
Yeah, it's true. That is so true. I think I'm going to lock in invisibility.
Invisibility?
Yeah.
Always the creepiest of the ones, but it really is. Why do you need to be invisible?
What are you going to go?
Well, I want to know why you want to be invisible. What are you doing? Are you doing creepy things?
I want to spy on people. Not in a bad way.
Not in a bad way. I just want to observe other people when they don't know I'm around. Yeah. What scenario are you spying on?
Just ones that I'm curious.
Just curious.
So maybe whenever I can pop in, I don't know. Just be good to just come over unannounced and them not know.
That does not sound creepy at all. I'm okay.
It's meant to be creepy.
So we'll end it there. Me and Josh driving home on K-Rock 955.
Geelong's got a brand new way to drive home. Debbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
On this day.
Debbie and Josh.
On this day.
On this day.
Oh, Herbie, this is your game.
Yeah, a bit of a history lesson, and welcoming into today's lesson, Louis Zaka.
Hello, got my book out.
You been
legs
thinking?
Are crossed.
How did you go at your tests?
Pretty ordinary. I dropped out.
Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah.
Look at you, killing it on the airwaves.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now. Top dog journo.
Doing well.
Love that.
Used to be in a traffic helicopter as well.
He's done it all.
Hasn't he?
I've never been in a chopper. We're sidebarring. Anyway, let's get to today's lesson. So, basically, I have got some songs, reversed it. You just have to tell me the artists, or I'll even accept the title, song title.
Song
some
title?
Of them,
okay.
Because I do think they're a bit tricky.
So, is it tricky on this day? Okay.
Could be trickier. So, the first one, we're going to 1988. This person passed away at the age of 52, and it was in the midst of their career resurgence.
Josh, I'm going to go Elvis.
No.
It's not Elvis.
Roy Orbison.
You're on it.
Yeah.
Go, Louie. I'm so shocked.
Oh, well done.
That was great by you.
Yes.
Yeah, age of 52.
Jeez.
Crooner.
Well done. That's very good from Louis.
He's very good.
He's very good.
1995, this person performed the single of the year that was voted and really started a trend on the Billboard music charts.
Josh, it's Coolio.
Yep.
Gangster's Paradise.
Oh, my time.
Tune.
Okay. Tune. Now, the last one is...
Let's slow down. Build the tension here, okay?
So, 2005, this person released his first solo album, and it was a first major release with auto-tune effect on every song.
2005.
And after this, people like Kanye West, Lil Wayne... they embraced it. So he was really the first person to go big with it.
I've got no idea at this point in time. What about you, Lou?
When was Fireflies brought out?
You can then base it off our city.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Josh. It's Neo.
No.
No.
Damn it.
T-Pain.
Yes!
Yeah!
All I do is win.
Oh, wow. Congratulations. Yeah, didn't think T-Pain would be the first one, but he was sweet.
So his whole album was auto-tune.
All songs,
take your shirt off.
All auto-tune.
Yeah.
Shows all of us can sing.
Well done, Louis. Louis Zacca, the man that just
Roy
keeps
Orbison
surprising.
Roy Orbison and T-Pain winning it for me.
Yeah, that's it.
Geelong's got a brand new way to drive home. Debbie and Josh. Ooh, ooh. On K-Rock 955.
Becoming an adult, Josh, it's exciting. It can be great, but also it can be bloody annoying at times.
Oh, I agree.
I reckon the first time I really realised I was becoming an adult is when I had to buy my own bra and undies. And I thought, jeepers, creepers, these are expensive. I don't need to pay for that.
No.
My mum should always be buying me them.
It really is that transition when you start wanting that underwear from your parents Christmas.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
I will take these new socks. Thank you.
Yeah, please fill up my stocking. So that was probably one of the first ones. I'm like, oh, God, I'm getting older, aren't I? I'm getting older. And then it was when you move out and I realised that I had to come up with a dinner option every single night.
God, planning.
That is so stressful. Because some days you just don't know.
And the week, like, how can I be expected to do one weekly shop?
Exactly.
I don't know what I want on Wednesday.
No. Why can't someone do it for me? Why isn't my mum still cooking, delivering me meals?
Oh, please.
Just annoying.
Give me something.
But then there's something else, Josh, that has really got into me because I didn't realise. Mm. And call me silly. Maybe I should have known. But I've just been living my child life, I guess, and been under a rock.
Yeah.
Because I bought a secondhand car.
Yes, exciting. Well done.
Very
congratulations.
Exciting. It's my second time ever. First time, though, I didn't really deal with the paperwork because I was younger.
Mm-hmm.
And I paid for it, but Mum and Dad did that stuff.
They took care
of
it for you.
They helped me. They helped me out. This time, they didn't help me out. And so I've got my car. I've got you've got to change the rego.
Yep.
Like transfer over.
Mm-hmm.
And I've paid for it. So I thought, you beauty, this is great.
I'm done. What a deal I've gotten.
Got a steal. No, I didn't. Because no one told me about stamp duty. What the heck is stamp duty and why do I have to pay it? I'm so baffled. I called my dad. I said, Dad, they want more money.
Yeah.
I've got to pay stamp duty. I've got to work it out online with some calculator. Mm. Like, no one's doing it for me. I have to do it myself.
Yeah.
I said, what's it for? It goes to the government.
Yeah, but why on the cars?
I already pay rego and insurance. You're getting money to fix the roads, government. Why are you taking more off me? That is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. And then because I was so upset last night, I don't own a home, but I thought obviously there's going to be stamp duty on that.
Yeah.
It's fine for first home buyers.
Yeah, if they've got that deal or whatever it is.
Any more? Up to $9,000. Are you kidding me?
$9,000?
That's what my one Google attempt. I'm not doing any.
How much was this car that you bought? Jeez. Well, I'm sorry, you're living in luxury paying $9,000 in stamp duty on a car.
No,
holy moly. Most of us can only afford the $9,000 car. Ooh la la. Rich person problems over there, is it?
That's
the truth, isn't it? Heavy and Josh driving you home at K-Rock 955.
Geelong's got a brand new way to drive home. Debbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
Herbie, there's a lady overseas and she has a very, I'd say, a unique gift.
Okay.
I don't think many people would have this gift at all.
Oh.
I think it's very rare.
It's a good gift?
Yeah, absolutely. So this lady Sylvia Evans, she's 80, can actually understand dogs.
Like a dog whisperer.
Like a dog whisperer. She is, in fact, a dog whisperer.
So she can...
she can speak to dogs. So okay. What's happened is she's actually released a book, but it's not her book. Her chihuahua and Jack Russell Cross, Sam, she actually dictated the book that he was writing. So she's written a book about him and his life and what he's up. I don't know why you're laughing.
He's just a good gift.
It's incredible.
How do you fact check this?
I don't think you can. I think you're just taking her word for it.
Yeah. Well, she was just sitting in her lounge room one day and then the chihuahua looked at her and she thought, oh, you are hungry. Okay, yeah. Okay, get you something.
Well, she says when I tell people that Sam has written a book, they look at me sideways. And I would get it, you know. I would get it too. I would laugh. But he really has written the book. I've talked to dogs my whole life and wouldn't be without one. I think all dogs and owners understand their pets as well.
So someone's published this book as well.
That's right. The good thing is it is about, so Sam's a rescue dog, and so some of the profits are going to go to helping rescue.
Oh, that's great. Yes. So there's a good initiative.
Absolutely.
From this. I just really am a bit confused about how a dog barks and she goes, ah.
So that's what I was too. Anyway, and so you can actually legitimately do this. You can go onto your phone and go to the Google Play Store or whatever it is and type in dog translating app.
No,
pet
you can't.
Translating app. Dead set. You can do it. And so it will try and translate for you what your dog is saying.
When it barks.
So I want to try and put a bit of a test to this. You can legitimately get those apps.
Okay.
We've got a bit of a different one here. So you're going to bark.
Okay.
By the way, because I know you can get loud, and just not right into the microphone. Give it a bit of a bark. We've got the translator. Translator's going
to
translate and see if
you're serious.
Yeah, see what you've been saying as a dog. Okay. It's going to translate your barks
so
into real words. All right.
This is so, you want me to bark?
I want you to bark, yep.
It's fun, yeah. Oh my God, Josh, you are so handsome.
Was that what you tried to say?
Not at all.
What were you trying to say?
Can I have a treat, please?
Oh, right, okay. Do you want to give it a test again then?
Yeah, this is so stupid.
I really did say you are handsome. So handsome.
I didn't. I can't believe
what was
I
that
just,
one?
I can't believe
last one.
Barking.
One more.
I didn't think when I was coming to work today
you'd be
that I was going to be barking.
No. Not this time. I didn't think I was coming into work, to be honest.
Hot.
Geelong's got a brand new way to drive home. Debbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
Celebrity. Marlon Brando. Jimmy Dean.
Star.
Grace Kelly. Gene Kelly.
Famous.
Ginger Rogers. Fred Astaire.
V.I.P.
Betty Davis. DiMaggio.
The Celebrity Game.
Yeah, Herbie, so we were just talking about this before, that Grant Denyer is getting an apology from New Idea magazine for basically saying that he was having an affair with his Dancing with the Stars partner.
Lies. It was all lies.
It was absolute lies. Undisclosed amount they've agreed upon. You really want to know?
I want to know. Yeah. I want to know, Grant. Come on.
That's a bit of cash, isn't
we're on
it?
Your side, Grant. Just let us know. Just a bit of money.
So what we're doing today's celeb game are celebrities that have sued media outlets and people for defamation.
I'm imagining this is a big list.
It is. I've whittled it down to four.
Okay.
So we'll see how you go with that. This first one was a big star when we were sort of growing up.
Okay.
They sued over something and they got a substantial donation to a non-profit organisation after they won.
Okay, I like that.
Let's have a listen.
She's just a good person. She's just sweet.
Big TV series she was on.
Osborne?
No. She was like, it was like the first, we sort of grew up on the OC, others grew up on this show.
90210.
Dawson's Creek.
Oh, is it Katie Holmes?
It is.
Katie Holmes?
Yeah.
I rewatched Dawson's Creek last year, this time last year, and my gosh, I fall in love.
Did,
Pacey.
Did not help you out at this stage.
It's true.
This next one, very distinct voice. I don't think I can imagine the last film that he's been in, does get made fun of a lot by one cartoon.
I have to structure them very quickly. They miss opportunities. We were talking during the break, and I mentioned that there were some friends of mine that I played.
His voice is a very famous character in a Disney movie. Family Guy's the one that makes fun of him. Do you know who it is?
No.
Yeah?
No.
The school was named after him.
The school?
In Family Guy.
It's not coming to me. I don't know why, but Woody Allen's coming to me, and I know it's not Woody Allen.
James Woods. You said you love a Family Guy. That's why I thought I'd put it on the list. You're not a fan, are you?
I needed to. Oh, yes. Now you put the face to him. I've Googled him.
Well, it's a voice-based game. It's very much an audio.
This one. I can do this one, Josh. Come on.
Okay. You should get this one. Massive, like, celebrity.
They're like, I don't want to be me either.
Right.
You know, yeah. And I go, well, look, great, because you never have.
Jim Carrey. Yes. She's back.
You called it. You did call it. This lady, she sued. She won 25,000 British pounds for what she was upset about. They basically said that she lied about her workout routine.
Ah. Okay.
Let's have a listen.
Kind of imagine yourself in a future existence as some sort of great, you know, I don't know, excitable baker. Or
Nigella?
No.
Singer?
No, actress.
Actress. Another clue?
Titanic.
Oh, what is her name? Kate, is it? What's her name? It's not coming to me.
It's Kate Winslet.
Oh. I have to apologise. I have not brought my A game.
No.
That was useless. That was so bad.
Didn't have to apologise to anyone.
No, I did.
You know?
I have to go to sleep knowing I'm
Geelong's got a brand new way to drive home. Debbie and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
Seagulls, Josh, they can be so annoying. If you're at the beach, near the beach, eating your lunch. They're just pests.
They know when there's food, don't
they?
That's
it. And they linger. They don't leave.
No.
If anything, they tell all their brothers and sisters to come. And you go, hang on a second.
They're very confident. I feel like they've gotten more confident over the years,
they
too.
They have.
Like, I remember you used to be able to scare them off for a bit.
Yeah.
But now they just sort of know you're
they
pretending.
Know. Exactly. And the Opera House, actually, they've got a seagull problem. And people have been complaining. So they've decided to do something about it. And they have recruited, which I love, 13 dogs from a dog training company, Mad Dogs, an Englishman, because these dogs will be trained over the next 2 years purely to scare the seagulls. So when you're sitting down, maybe there's the Opera House bar, you might be having a beverage, and there's a seagull there. Next thing you know, a dog will come and shoo it away.
So just have roaming dogs.
Roaming dogs. 12. I think that is brilliant.
Imagine the security circuit. You know when they'll be doing their walk?
It's not the only thing crazy that animals are doing in terms of jobs.
Yeah.
So in New Delhi in 2001, rhesus monkeys began stealing items from government buildings. And so the government thought, what are we going to do here? The monkeys are stealing. And so what they have done is they've employed, not officially, but bigger monkeys to scare away the little monkeys.
I just feel like that's an even worse idea, because what about when the monkey's like, well, we can do the same thing.
Yeah, that's a good point.
What are they going to get next?
Back in the 1960s, ferrets helped out with electrical work. So, because in some spaces, electricians couldn't get there, so they would attach leads to ferrets and they would do the wiring.
Isn't that brilliant?
That is genius. So smart.
It really is, isn't it?
Yeah. Now, when you've been to an airport before, we know that there's normally dogs that will sniff out if there's anything illegal, drugs and everything.
Or fruit. That's a big one.
Yep. Turns out dogs aren't the only animals. So in several facilities at the moment, they're now teaching bees to help find potential bombs.
How?
They've got great smell. It's
really?
I don't know how. It's just happening in the States at the moment.
A bee.
I'm not having
It just seems impossible.
It might be. But this one's probably I've just read it on the interwebs. You don't know. This one though is so amazing.
Yeah.
So back in the late 1800s, going back a fair while, a South African signalman, so he was at like railways.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, do the you'd signal and everything.
Yeah.
He fell into the track onto an oncoming train and he ended up losing both of his legs. So after the incident, he got a baboon named Jack to he trained him to help him continue
to
his duties. And so the company heard of it, came down and saw it, and they saw what great job he was doing. So they employed him. And so he worked for 9 years and was paid 20 cents a day and given half a bottle of beer every week.
Oh, wow. What's the other dude doing? He lost his job.
To a baboon.
Geelong's got a brand new way to drive home. Debbie and Josh. Ooh, ooh, ooh. On K-Rock 955.
We just want to know, what was your Christmas party injury?
Yeah, because one of my girlfriends had a doozy on the weekend. Mm. So my high school group of friends, we always have a Christmas girls catch up.
Well, it's good because it gets harder and harder to catch up, doesn't it?
And it's great because you come together at this time and then it's sort of, you don't have to see each other, you know, every other weekend because everyone's so busy. So we've been doing it for years now. It's great. Change location, do love the whole presents, Kris Kringle. It's fun. And we just love it. So on Saturday, we had it and we're just going to, two of the girls live together. I've got an apartment in Collingwood in Melbourne.
Okay.
And so we're going to their apartment and then they've got a rooftop which they'd set up tables.
Nice. Yeah,
quite nice. Quite nice.
Very ritzy.
So when we arrived, there was a bunch of us girls in the apartment helping take stuff like salads and everything up to the rooftop.
Yep.
So we walked into the apartment and one of my girlfriends, Teresa, was holding a big knife. Like a butcher's knife.
Yeah, okay.
And another girl, Sarah, said, oh, Teresa, make sure you be careful. Like, you're going to cut someone. You're going to cut someone. Teresa's like, no, I'm not going to cut anyone. It's fine. Like, let me just hold it. She goes, no.
It is intimidating, though, isn't it? You know, someone's carrying a big knife up to the...
A big blade, just walking with it direct in front. And so Sarah started to get real concerned and said, no, put it in this tub. So it was a big tub. We're taking stuff up. She said, put it in the tub. Now, Sarah was the one forcing Teresa to put this knife in the tub. We get up to the rooftop, I'm putting down some salad, someone's moving a chair, and then Sarah's putting down the tub. She knows what's in the tub, so I don't know why she had a bit of a brain fart or something, because she's put her hand directly in the tub on the knife and fully cut her hand, sliced it, I'm talking from the knuckle right down through, like the web of your finger, along, it was... Gross. She's showed me and I've gone, Sarah, like you have to go to hospital. And she's a nurse too. And she goes, oh, I'll just see if compression will work. So she's holding it while blood is dripping. And
oh, like, that's not stopping.
It's like, Sarah, you got to go. You have to go to the hospital.
She went to stay.
She's like, well, we haven't even popped her first bubbles or anything.
Oh.
She went off to hospital thinking, okay, I'll just get a stitch and I'll be back.
I'll be back. No worries.
No. Had to go get more scans done. Surgery.
Surgery.
She cut it that far.
How did she do that knowing the knife was in there?
I know. That's the way. I was like, you told her to put it in there. Teresa could have just walked around dangerously with the knife and none of this would have happened.
And then you could have said your bit if something happened.
But no, you've cut your own hand, ended up in hospital, missed the whole thing.
Oh, devastating.
Still recovering. It's dangerous.
Oh, I reckon.
Christmas parties, don't have them.
Yeah, well, there wasn't even any drinking involved in that.
No.
That just happened.
It's just a setup.
5223295 what was the Christmas party injury? What did you do?
You always hear great stories.
That's right. People get excited. It's the end of the year. You're letting off some steam with the people that you work
with. Exactly. Sometimes you see other sides to people that you haven't seen before.
Something you don't want to see.
You're like, they've got another personality.
That's right. 5223295 We'd love to hear from you. So we're asking, what was your Christmas party injury, Herbie?
I had my girls' Christmas on the weekend, and even before we got into the whole celebration, my girlfriend was carrying a knife up to the top level.
Yeah.
The other girlfriend knew that it was in the bucket. Anywho, put her hand in, fully sliced her finger open, and not just like a paper cut.
It's graphic.
It's floppy. It's not good. She's ended up in hospital and didn't even just need stitches. It's surgery.
Oh, that's crazy, isn't it? 5223295 We got Guy in Geelong. What was your Christmas party injury?
Legends, last year I decided I'd do the WORM worm and I'd had a few beverages and, popped out my OC.
Yeah, round of applause or anything there?
No.
Nah.
He's still reliving that moment, it sounds like.
Geelong's got a brand new way to drive home. Debbie and Josh. Ooh, ooh, ooh. On K-Rock 955. Yeah, nah.
yeah.
All right, Herbs.
Okay.
Let's get your thoughts on the daily topics. Yeah. See where you're sitting on certain things. This is stuff in the news, stuff you might have done over the weekend, etc.
I hate when you say that.
Just get shot of anxiety.
I stress so much. Busy on a weekend, John.
Yeah,
busy.
Yeah, nah, for no, nah, yeah, for yes. Okay. Who sent me something? That's the question. No, I'm just joking.
That has happened.
Here we go. Knowing what to do when you see a snake.
Yeah, nah. Or, nah, yeah.
Nah, yeah. Should always be prepared.
Yep.
Always be prepared.
Are you?
Yeah, you're supposed to be still. Yep. And not make any movement and try and back away.
Just let it do its own thing. Get away from it. Apparently, around Geelong, the Surf Coast, there's been a lot of sightings. There was even a tiger snake sighting the other day.
Ooh, that's scary. And, how do you go with snakes?
I'm not as worried about snakes as I would be a spider.
Yeah, you hate spiders.
I hate spiders. Don't know why. They just creep me out the way they move. Them and cockroaches. Something that's just unnatural. Anyway, so please do be careful, obviously. Learn what to do. And if it's in your house, call a qualified snake catcher. Yeah.
Don't be a hero.
Don't try and do it yourself. And don't pick up a snake if you don't know what it is. That's the other
just
thing.
Just don't, yeah. Why would you pick up a snake?
Incredible. Advent calendars.
Yeah, nah. Or, nah, yeah.
Nah, yeah, I love them. Don't have one this year. Disappointed in myself.
Mm.
And do I get one and just have to catch up? Easy to do. Smash a few days.
Get ahead as well.
Yeah. That's the problem.
In case I miss one.
The worst was when Mum would get us some when we were younger and she went the cheap option and that chocolate. Was it like carob chocolate or something?
Oh,
it's just gross.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, Mum, just spend a couple of dollars on me, you know?
Yeah, just get the dairy milk something.
That's it.
So a lady spent $1,200 on a Chanel advent calendar.
Geez, you'd be expecting something quite
you'd
fancy.
You'd think something at least one of the days is going to be fantastic, whatever.
Yeah.
She's already skipped a few days ahead. And apparently it's just a little sample. You know those little sachets you get?
In the post bags,
or even sometimes they've got for your shampoo or whatever.
The middle of a magazine.
Yeah, they've just got them.
No,
in the
$1,200.
Yeah, so she's spewing. Imagine.
You would be so livid.
Oh,
that is so bad, Chanel. You've got enough money.
You'd want at least one, like, or two perfume bottles in there, and
I understand
something else.
You can't have every day with a big present. Put maybe two samples
in. That's right.
But the rest,
you'd be hoping for something.
Yeah,
for Christmas Day.
A bag, perfume.
Yeah, God.
That's annoying.
It is. It is. Celebrating a premiership 71 days later.
Yeah, nah. Or, nah, yeah.
Yeah, nah. I mean, you can still be happy that you've won, but probably let the party end.
Yeah. So if you're not aware of this, the Demon fans got together at the MCG yesterday and they replayed the grand final. I think it was about 40,000 people.
There was a lot of people went.
They even did the medal presentation again.
They
so they called out their names and they got up and got their medals.
In case you didn't see this.
It's just a bit odd. Don't you think? Like, imagine if they just go down at GMHBA Stadium next week, we're going to play the 2007 grand final.
Yeah.
Everyone can come back. We're going to present the medals.
I get because they haven't been together. And they played away that they wanted to do something. But the medal presentation didn't need to happen.
Jeez, it just seemed a lot. Like, I guess they've been waiting a long time. I get it.
Well, this is the thing. I don't know if I can speak on the matter because when Saints maybe win one day, I'll probably be going on for the rest of my life.
Yeah, that's true. You won't have to worry about it, though. So, Debbie and Josh on K-Rock.
Geelong's got a brand new way to drive home. Debbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.